Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Millions of people worldwide long for what they call the good old days. The truth of the matter is that some of the good old days were not all that good. Having to carry water from a spring, or walking 2 or 3 miles to school, or chopping wood for cooking and heating the house, are not among my most pleasant memories, although I am sure I profited from those activities. Personally, I like the modern world, with all the conveniences we enjoy. I like to get in an airplane and fly in about 4 hours to Florida from my home in Fayetteville, Tennessee. I like the convenience of good automobiles, computers, fax machines, copiers, and such like. And who wants to return to the good old days when we did not have washing machines, dryers, dishwashers, microwave ovens, and radios? When Jeremiah wrote of the old paths, he did not have in mind the old ways of taking care of one's profession or business. He was speaking of returning to the moral and spiritual values the nation of Israel had neglected or altogether abandoned. Please listen to the great 7th century B.C. prophet. Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest to your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Jeremiah 6:15. You can readily understand that discovering and returning to the old paths required considerable effort. The Lord God of heaven challenged His people to stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. How could the Israelites know what the old paths were? They had two sources of information: the law that Moses had given them, and the living voice of the prophets like Isaiah, Micah, and Jeremiah. There was no excuse for their not knowing what the old paths were and not walking in those paths. Tragically, the Jews were about to be carried away into Babylonian exile because they were not walking in the old paths. Daniel, one of the prophets of the exile, confessed the sins of the Jewish people. And I prayed unto the Lord my God, and made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them who love Him, and to them who keep His commandments, we have sinned, and have committed iniquity, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled, even by departing from Thy precepts and from Thy judgments. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God, to walk in His laws, which He set before us by His servants the prophets. Yea, all Israel have transgressed Thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey Thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against Thee. Daniel 9:4, 5, 10, and 11. God gave the Israelites a very gracious promise if they would return to the old paths. He said to them, you shall find rest unto your souls. How would anyone refuse such a beautiful and comforting promise? Our Lord Jesus Christ gave a very similar promise. Come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. Do you get the impression from the verse I read to you from Jeremiah that the Israelites knew the old paths, but they were not interested in walking in the old paths? They responded to the Lord, we will not walk therein. Do you suppose they may have reasoned somewhat as follows? We do not want to go backwards. We have greater freedom than we enjoyed under the law. So why should we look for the old paths and return to them? Troubles me to have to say it, but there are preachers among churches of Christ, especially some of our young preachers, who think of those of us who plead for the old paths as being old fogies. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.